in a lifetime. This is a very young season right now. A lot at stake on this football game. But for what you pay the price for, there are great rewards.
Are you ready?
Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
And welcome into the Blitz today, live on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. Coming to you back on the airwaves, almost about a week of hiatus for Thanksgiving break. We are back in the studio, as John Reed likes to stay back in the booth. It's good to be here, joined as always to my left by Brandon Orrick and Chance Collins. My name is Rick Butler. The Fish will be back soon. Guys, haven't seen you guys in a week. First off, hey, how you guys doing? How's your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It's good. Ate a lot of food.
Yeah.
Cooked a lot of food.
Yeah.
Something you boys don't know nothing about.
I know you guys just sit back and ate it.
What did you cook? I know you just ate. What did you cook?
Chance. Not even giving us a minute to
pointed. Very
for the
pointed.
Benefit of the doubt.
Very much pointed.
Chance, I cooked a whole lot of nothing.
Okay.
My grandma and my aunt and my mom, they were very gracious. They did all the cooking. So, on that point, you are right.
Brandon?
I didn't cook anything
yet. All right, then. Not even a dessert.
It's the principle, Chance.
Not even a dessert.
You didn't even give us the benefit of the doubt.
I know you guys. You will get to the age where you're cooking at the dinners, too. Maybe you start taking over for you guys as fathers one day. Maybe start taking over the turkey or the ham or something. It'll come.
It's a critical part to the meal.
It's a very, very much a critical part. The bird is the most critical part.
Some say the bird is the word.
Bird. Nice one, Rick. I had a good Thanksgiving. Like I said, I did cook a lot. Let's see a bunch of people.
Yeah.
It was good. I had a friend of mine smoked not one, but two turkeys for me. Two of them. Smoked turkey. Normally used to do a fried turkey. I'm coming around on it. Big time.
That is what we did as well. We had smoked turkey, smoked ham, and that was the meat on the menu. Brandon, how's your Thanksgiving?
It was good.
Good?
Ate a lot.
Yeah?
Watched a lot of good football, I guess?
Not really.
It was crappy football.
There wasn't much good football.
Yeah, your Cowboys suck.
That was a major disappointment to my Thanksgiving.
The Cowboys, they got to fire Garrett, right? I know we'll get into NFL talk lately, but they got to fire him.
Can we make a motion as a country? Can we
as a country?
Okay. Just kind of band together, and can we get the Detroit Lions off of Thanksgiving Day?
It's about time.
Can we get the Cowboys off of Thanksgiving
Day?
Can
we start to rotate some teams? Like maybe I know America's team. Such a long time ago, though. I kind of with Brandon, though. I'm tired of seeing the Cowboys every damn Thanksgiving. I'm tired of seeing the Lions every damn Thanksgiving.
Like, how much better would it have been if we had had Ravens 49ers on Thanksgiving Day?
Been much better. Maybe even if you would have had that Panthers game that was happening over the weekend, too. That was a closer game. I want to see some rotation. Let's start to flex the Thanksgiving games to put the marquee matchups there.
Yeah.
Because you are hitting pivotal point of the NFL season to where you have a lot of key matchups for divisions. Now, this is where it's getting really tight now. Teams are starting to separate themselves. You start to see the playoff race come into the fold. I'd love to see more of the marquee matchups on Thanksgiving.
I obviously like having my team plan Thanksgiving, and I don't want that ever to change. But you are right. It would be nice to kind of have some variance. But I also will say, though, that I do kind of like the tradition Although I think sometimes it totally goes out the wayside. You know, if it's a bad game or if it's like the Lions and the Bears, that was pretty cool, right? It's obviously a classic rivalry.
Cool.
I thought it was
David Blau.
Hey, were you not tuned in there to the final parts of the game?
I mean, yeah, but only because it was the only game on.
There you go. But you were tuned in. It was a good, hey, it might have not been, you know, the barn burner of the year. Might have not been an instant classic. But, hey, on Thanksgiving, if you can ask for a close game at the end, it's not bad. What else, though? I mean, we're really kind of burying the lead here. Pretty incredible, huh? After everything that team has gone through, your Tennessee Volunteers finished the season 7-5 with a big win over Vanderbilt on Saturday. I guess Saturday afternoon, but it really kind of turned more into Saturday night as it seemingly took 12 and a half hours to finish that game. But nonetheless, Tennessee does have their statement win against Vanderbilt that they have been looking for a couple of years now, 28-10. Brandon, how good did this win feel to you? I mean, you were saying at the beginning of the season, you were kind of going off the top about Kentucky, about Vanderbilt. I mean, obviously those things worked their way out the way that they were supposed to and really the way that, you know, tradition says it should work out for us. How thrilled were you with Tennessee's win over Vanderbilt?
I mean, they took care of business. After last week, after you finally get bowl eligible, this week just seemed like just kind of like a formality. I mean, you knew. I mean, Vanderbilt's bad; they're not good.
No,
and I mean, everybody expected us to come in and take care of business, but I think the rain and the weather kind of changed everybody's expectations a little bit. It's going to make it hard to throw the ball and make it difficult on the offense. But I mean, with that being said, I mean, you had Eric Gray just had a huge game. He had almost 250 yards rushing.
Yeah.
So great to see that from him.
Eric Gray with the coming out party.
Only a freshman.
Coming out party.
Things looking bright for him.
246 yards, 3 touchdowns for Eric Gray. The most rushing yards ever by a Tennessee true freshman. The most by an SEC player this season. His 94-yard rushing touchdown that was in the second quarter. That one was the second longest rushing touchdown in program history. I believe the other one was a 99-yarder, and it is also the 10th longest in SEC history. So Eric Gray cracks in the top 10 in some pretty historic charts all the way through with his rushes. Again, had a 56-yard score and a 94-yard score. They really just could not touch him. That was pretty great to see.
No, he had an awesome game, and this is what we had heard throughout camp, you know, start of the season, that Tennessee had a really special back, had a home run hitter.
And you had seen flashes of it throughout the year.
You had seen
flashes, and like, okay, I think he's going to be a pretty good player in a year or two. And then he has that breakout game on Saturday and goes for 250.
Yeah, feed the beast. A run of 94 yards. I mean, you do have a home run guy now, and that's very promising for the future, and very promising for the upcoming weeks, getting ready for this bowl game that they'll be, whatever bowl game that they're picked for. I mean, this is a guy. You know, we thought Todd Chandler. This is a guy that's going to supplant the rest of them. I think definitely he's going to be your lead back going forward. Like you say, he had his coming out party. Had a really big game. You like to see that. To get Vanderbilt back, it was time. It was time.
It was time to
get them back. Time to rewrite the rivalry and set them back in their place. So it was good. I mean, the only thing that I took away after the game that was disappointing is what a lot of people were talking about. Like, you know, now you look at the team, and I had said this weeks ago, if they finish out and they win out and they go 7-5, there's going to be a lot of people that's like, hey, this could have been a 9-win team easily, especially an 8-win team for sure. 8 wins should have been on the board, possibly 9 wins, heading to 10 wins in a bowl game. This is a team that definitely could have done a little bit more in the front end, but you like the way they finished, man. It's been a long time since we could look back and say we were on, what, a 6-game winning streak? Five game winning streak. That hasn't happened in a long time. You finished third in the SEC East only one game behind Florida. If you beat Florida, you know, you're in there ahead of them. So, like, it's very promising now.
And most SEC wins in, like, 11 or 12 years.
Yeah, and then so you're starting to win SEC games. What you have to do, you have to start competing for the East. That's what we said. You got to beat Vanderbilt. You got to beat Kentucky. Then the next step is competing for the East title. That should be on the table next year. And then if he takes a step back, we're going to criticize him because we see, hey, this team finished third. Going to be much better this next year. Brandon Kennedy coming back. A lot of that offensive line coming back for you. Going to be a stout offensive line.
Well, I mean, I think now, I mean, you look around the SEC – at least the East, anyway. I mean, you've got Missouri who fired Barry Odom
on Saturday. And that's just a bad situation about what's happening in Missouri. It's going to take them a while.
You've got, obviously, Vanderbilt, who's down. They're keeping Derek Mason. You've got Mark Stoops at Kentucky.
He may be out.
They should never be a threat. He may take another job. But if you're him, why would you leave unless it's just your dream job? Well, you can have 7-5 seasons, and they'll –
First, I thought, you know, being a Florida State fan, I don't really want Mark Stoops, but he was there as defensive coordinator, really great coordinator while he was there. It's why he got the Kentucky job. Now I'm thinking Florida State might really need to go after him. You talk about if he goes to ACC, it's a lot easier than the SEC. He'll have to compete against Clemson every year. But also, I kind of got to give a little props to Mark Stoops for what they did to turn that – think about it. Going into every week knowing you are not going to be able to pass the ball.
Yeah.
And what they did with Lynn Bowden. That's pretty remarkable for him and Eddie Grange, right?
Okay. Eddie Grant.
Eddie Grant, excuse me. So that's pretty remarkable for what they did because every week they're going in there knowing they can't throw the ball with that receiver back there and to just still be able to beat teams, putting up 400, 500, you know, yards back-to-back weeks. But, yeah, man, SEC East wide open should be for the next couple years. Tennessee is on the right track. But that's the biggest thing.
But, I mean, like, and then you kind of look at South Carolina, too. I mean, they're not in a good situation. They finished 4-7, and I don't really think they'll pull the trigger on Muschamp. His buyout's too expensive. It's almost $20 million.
He'll get one more year.
He'll
get one more.
I mean, he's kind of
Georgia.
He's
this year.
Kind of a dead man walking too at South Carolina. I feel like
really wild. Can you? Like, in hindsight, can you guys believe that South Carolina team beat Georgia?
It's just Georgia's worst game of the year.
It's just so crazy.
They had such a bad game that day.
That's just college football.
So, I mean, I think
South Carolina's bad, man.
Yeah, I think Tennessee's kind of established themselves to be third in the East. They just need to continue to build onto this recruiting class, keep adding talent, and then set your sights to Florida and Georgia. I mean, that's where you got to go next.
Yeah. And again, you know, this regular season is, I guess, now done. And there are so many talking points we have from where these 12 games led us. And we will have a bowl game, obviously, to talk about. It's looking like it'll be January 1st or January 2nd bowl. I'm seeing a lot of Outback bowl predictions, which we certainly will get into later. But, man, you know, it's already kind of fun looking into the 2020 schedule. You know, and we've talked about it plenty of times, but... You know, you kind of start to creep that way. You kind of start to look over in the side view about the 2020 schedule, and you start to smile, or at least I do. There's obviously a couple games, but, man, I think that 2020 schedule could work out in a couple certain areas for us and end up really, really nice. Again, one of your West opponents next year is Arkansas. Arkansas, who, man, is just in the pit of misery. Dilly-dilly to the pit of misery. Yeah.
Got breaking news about 30 minutes ago. Jake Bentley announcing that he is transferring from South Carolina.
Tyler, was it Helinski?
Yeah, Ryan Helinski.
Ryan Helinski, not Tyler. That's his brother who committed suicide. But, yeah, Ryan Helinski. So, planning him. Coming there. Jake Bentley not even going to come back for his last year.
Nope. He's out.
Who would have saw that coming?
Felipe Franks, another quarterback that broke yesterday that is transferring from Florida. He'll either enter the draft or play a senior season somewhere else.
Makes sense. With Franks, I don't know how much Bentley. I felt like Bentley maybe could have came back and got his job, but I guess he wasn't hurt the rest of the year, was he? He just was not starting?
No, yeah, I think he just didn't get the job back.
He just didn't get the job back.
Gave it to the young guy.
Cal Trask definitely earned that position at Florida. I don't know why they would ever go back to Frank, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
there.
And
no
that
surprise.
Kind of is a crazy situation to also look back on and think when Kyle Trask made his start, you know, we're all talking about a dude who had never, what? It was some crazy thing. Like, he had never started a football game
since, like, in his freshman year in high school or something. Yeah. He was behind De'Eriq King, I believe, at Houston.
Yeah. And then still was able to keep his team in the top 15 pretty much the whole year. Guys, we have a lot of stuff still to talk about. We'll jump to the phone lines. We'll talk to Phil here in a minute, but we're going to have lots of Tennessee football, lots of Tennessee basketball, crazy storylines happening in the NFL yesterday. I'd imagine some Thanksgiving stories might be told a time or two. I don't know, there's a bunch of stuff. A
lot of stuff.
Also, there's good movies out right now. There's a ton of movies I want to talk about. Have you guys seen The Irishman?
I have not watched it yet. It is 3.5 hours, and I haven't been able to take the time. I did start The Mandalorian.
You did?
Yep.
Well, we'll have to get into that. I also started a new show. I don't know. We got a fun stuff. We got a fun show planned today. Don't go anywhere. If you want to call in, 865-546-8200. Phil, stay right there. We're coming to you after the break. Fan Run Radio. AM back here on the Blitz. Rick, Brandon, and Chance.
Anybody notice this group text we got going on?
Oh yeah. And I'm trying not to, man.
You're trying not to get involved. You're trying to play Switzerland. Yeah. I am definitely stirring the hell out the pot. I'm just one liner.
This is the group text for our
Fantasy Football
Fan
League.
Run Radio Fantasy Football League, and there is a lot of accusations,
controversy
around.
It seems as if I've been thrown directly in the pot.
It seems like you have been thrown in the pot. I've been stirring it. I'm not going to lie. Like Chef James Harden over here is cooking.
Is Brandon about to be put on trial?
No, we got Brandon's back always. I don't care what they say.
Okay. Hey,
I'm our representative in the playoffs.
Yeah, we don't care what they say. Brandon had the best damn team all year. Get out of here, John, with Brandon's collusion. Get out of here. We know the real colluders.
Yeah,
I don't even know if that's a word. Is that a word?
It is now.
I feel like I just made
We're
it up.
We're going to use it as a word.
This is a new
it's
week.
A good word.
We make up words we want to this week.
You're damn right.
It's a new show after Thanksgiving. We're in the holiday season. Hey, this is the start of the Blitzmas.
Merry Blitzmas,
everybody. Merry Blitzmas, everybody.
Wow, fantastic.
We don't care what they say.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought we'd be here?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me, Rick.
Merry Blitzmas. Let's jump over to the phone lines, which you yourself can call, 865-546-8200. Start off our Monday morning with Phil. Phil, I don't know if I've gotten to talk to you since. It was great seeing you a couple weeks ago for the Thanksgiving drive.
Yeah, it was about broke my eyeballs against you,
Fabulous.
I know. You're welcome. Brandon
had that hat, and then recognized him with that hat on. It's kind of cool looking. I mean, well, a nice hat.
Brandon had a hat on? I've never seen him wear a
hat.
It's cool. Rare. Very rare, but it happens.
I've never seen Brandon
never
wear a hat.
Beanie, though. Never a beanie.
Huh, interesting.
And then, of course, we're talking to the Chancellor.
Thank you.
I give Filet Fish compliments for working the 6-hour Saturday and y'all no show.
First of all, let's
doing back to back. I didn't even know he was going to do that.
Let's pump the brakes on the love for Fish. You know why he's out this morning, Phil? We'll go ahead and put him on the street.
Ooh.
He says he's tired from the weekend, Phil. He couldn't handle the marathon from the weekend.
But y'all rested all the weekend. Play Fish is working.
I definitely rested. Brandon was working though, right?
Yeah, I did the show on Saturday.
Well, Brandon Fabulous do the pregame show?
No, it was Brandon, Weston, and one Tanner Carson.
Tanner Carson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was.
Those
I
Campbell was... County boys. Campbell County was in full effect on Saturday.
Oh God, guys! I don't know. It's funny how all these mediocre quarterbacks are leaving schools, and we want to keep him come one more year here. I mean, it's just beyond me. Do we ever want to excel in anything around here?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily over. I mean, I wouldn't be totally surprised if JG announced that he was going to transfer.
I mean, I heard people calling the preseason show after I called in saying the limit was 6-6, 7-5 with number two and saying, well, we wouldn't have won all these games if it went for number two. But if we had a legitimate quarterback, we would have gone 9-3 this year. Maybe even 10-2.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not. I don't think that he comes into the season next year as your starter. I mean, you got Harrison Bailey coming in. Who knows? Who knows what you got in Harrison Bailey? And I mean, if he comes in and he's the real deal, I think he starts day one.
Well, this is like Jamie said in the preseason show. We're going to year three. It's time to make some serious make a run at the Eastern Division. I mean, all honesty, I think Georgia's on a decline, and of course, I don't know about Florida. I think Florida may be on an upswing. So we got to make a move now to at least get number two in the East.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, the conversation this year was, how much can you start to put your name in that conversation? How much can you surpass the bottom of the SEC teams? I think you pretty much establish yourself as, okay, yeah, you are in the driver's seat, at least better than those other schools are. Next year's conversation is completely going to be encompassed around Florida and Georgia. I mean, to me, that is the talking point. If you're year three, and especially if you can kind of have the turnaround like Tennessee eventually found midway through the season, if you can have some kind of turnover continue like that, and man, you get a quarterback come out of this quarterback competition, he's just really kind of lighting the team on fire, then yeah, that is the expectations, and that is kind of what the fan base, what we as the fans are going to hold to the team for.
Well, the team has improved, and it's very evident we need an elite quarterback and we need an elite running back. Even I don't know if this what we saw Saturday's and going to, you know, maintain over 12 games next year. But awesome. When Tennessee's good, they have two good running backs. And we only have – if this guy's good, then we still need another running back, especially a bigger running back, and get the short yards when we have to.
Well, I believe that running back is coming in next year, right? Or at least he might start to get some.
From Maribel? When's Maribel put anybody any good over at UT?
Look, hopefully next year, right? I mean, we could really use T. Hodge.
He's coming here slandering the good name of T. Hodge.
Yeah.
Why?
You hate to see it.
I like it, Phil. Take those shots at Maribel.
You hate to see it. You hate to see it.
Well, one more thing, guys. I'm glad the basketball team got split this weekend. Florida State exposed our lack of an inside game. Yep. And
yeah, well, we talked about that last week. Like I said, it, their length. Their length really is a problem for not just most teams in the NCAA. We've seen their tournament success, but it was going to be a huge problem for Tennessee.
And you look at all four of those teams, though, in that tournament are going to be in the NCAA tournament. So it wasn't a bad loss. And the VCU's got a good team. So Tennessee's beaten two teams that have been in the tournament, and they've lost to one that's going to be in the tournament. So I think things are looking up. I just hope they can get that point guard in from Uruguay. And hopefully we still could use Euros, even if it's a half a year.
Yeah, I totally agree. I do kind of worry about this team if that, you know, it kind of feels like if the guards aren't having a great game, it feels like, you know, maybe that will be a big Achilles heel for Tennessee, and just saying that, hey, if it really hasn't happened yet, because if you've had one of the guards, maybe like Lamonte, not have the greatest game, Bowden's really been there to cover for his tracks the whole time so far. I think that if you get in a situation where maybe both of those guys are cold on the same night, I worry for Tennessee in that spot, just because you're right. You don't have a lot of height. Those are your two primary scorers. Where are the rest of the points going to come from? I think that could be one of the couple of Achilles heels that Tennessee has this year.
Wasn't it beautiful to see Saban go down flame Saturday and getting the referees actually screwed him over? That's the first time that's ever happened, isn't it? See?
It was pretty sweet.
Phil.
Watch him just.
The team turned it around, Phil. How dare you come in here and just crap all over the success. You couldn't tell from Phil's call that Tennessee won on Saturday. Immediately he went to, "I'm gonna bring back Jerry Garantano for one more year."
At least we don't have to hear Phil say, "When are we gonna beat Vanderbilt?"
That's true.
We don't have to hear that for another year,
because they did. Tennessee very positive to beat your rivals, and to, like, this is a step now. Next year, I do agree with most of the masses. You have to start competing for the East next season. You have to. Whether that's you finish second, you got to beat Florida. Next year, it's beat Florida, right? This year, it was beat Kentucky, Vanderbilt. South Carolina's.
I don't know if you necessarily have. I mean, I don't. I mean, I'm not going to.
You want to see a better game then, at least.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. But I'm not saying that you necessarily. I mean, I'm not. Oh, you got to beat Florida. I mean, I'm going to be ticked off. I mean, but I mean, I think.
Well,
I do agree with what Phil said. I do think that Georgia, or at least they look like they're trending down.
Yeah,
their offense is horrid. They're terrible.
Well, guys, you get Lugula's schedule next year, and only one game better than what Tennessee finished this year would be an 8-4. And if you look at those four losses next year, that kind of comes between Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and Oklahoma. So if you want to get a better record than 8-4, if we do want to step into that 9-3, maybe even 10-2 range, then you're going to have to upset somebody that you're not supposed to. You know? I mean, it's as simple as that. Those are going to be the biggest games in which you are, in which your opponent is favored in. Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Oklahoma. No doubt about it. Those are going to be the four biggest games. If you want to go better than 8-4, then you got to get an upset. But, you know, hey, one of the conversations that we're going to have a lot of, I think, this offseason kind of coming up is an 8-4 with those four losses, is that acceptable to you? Now, it's only a one-game improvement, but at the other hand, you're saying, well, our four losses come to basically playoff teams, or at least in the conversation for the playoffs year in and year out. It's an interesting conversation to start now and finish later. That is exactly what we will do. Do not go anywhere. You listen to the Blitz, Fan Run Radio.
This is interesting banter.
So far during every single break, Jason and I have just lived on Amazon.
The During the Break podcast.
It's insufferable.
People love it.
Insufferable?
Yes.
We're excited.
We have really been talking a lot. All right, so me and Rick.
We feel like Santa's got a brand new bag.
Today, yeah. Thank you. Look at Rick today.
I think I took a week off. These are just stored in my head.
No, all the puns coming in strong. So today, obviously over the weekend's Black Friday. Anybody do any Black Friday shopping? I did not, because
no.
I like to do Cyber Monday. So me and Rick, obviously we're supposed to be talking about sports during the break. We don't a lot of times. We're talking about all the deals today.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Rick can't stop looking at the deals. No. I'm sorry.
Pulled up my computer right now.
Bestsellers. I'm sorry. I know everything that happened over the weekend. We're going to talk sports all weekend, but I have been looking at these damn deals.
Hey, yeah.
I can't stop looking at them.
You're like a bunch of damn women.
Hey, I know all the scores in the NFL.
Although that was sexist, Brandon. I can't let you slide on that one. That was very sexist, but you're right.
Good call.
Yeah, I got you.
Way to hold them accountable.
I got you.
I can tell you all the NFL scores. You know what I can't tell you? Products 25 and up right now on the Amazon bestseller list. I'm only on 24.
Wow, there's a bestsellers list. I ain't even got to that part yet.
No chance.
Oh my God, rookie stuff. Rookie.
Oh my God.
Hey, wow.
My first Cyber Monday pull is about to be some nice $20 insulated Crocs.
It's pretty good price on Crocs.
It's pretty
Rick.
Good for insulated Crocs. That's a great deal.
Keep
That's
feet
about
warm.
To be my first purchase of the day.
Nice. Mine likely going to be.
Don't give me that look.
An Echo Dot.
God,
I am with
move.
I am with Alexa. I am with all the government. You know, more or less.
Look, I don't even
eavesdrop. I don't care anymore.
I don't care.
Come get me.
Yeah.
Come
and
get me.
Like, you know what? If the government's gonna spy on me, they're gonna do it regardless
yep.
if I use Alexa
yep.
or not.
Ain't gonna matter.
I got an iPhone right here.
Yep.
I got a computer in front of me.
Uh-huh.
The Alexa is not gonna be the thing tipping off the United States to my location
That's
and
right.
my activity.
I got this computer with a webcam on it. I mean, come on. Yeah. They're probably always watching
Why
us.
Why haven't I covered up my webcam
they,
yet?
Why did
know.
They start putting webcams on computers?
Great point.
Think about it.
Great point.
Think about it.
Skype.
There is a good book.
We don't need you.
The Edward Snowden
We don't need your
book.
Rationales in here. We don't need anybody to be rational.
Yeah,
Skype.
Seriously, man.
No logic here, Brandon. No
it's
logic.
Black,
I don't
want to
hear it from
Cyber
you.
Monday,
You're buying
man.
A pair of damn Crocs.
It's Cyber Monday. Rationality.
Any point that
Brandon,
you make is invalid.
They have
is
a Fire TV for $99, 32 inches. You know you want one.
We have
$99?
A radio show to do.
All right, Brandon. Then okay, take us then.
Fine.
And we're going to kick it to Brandon here.
Yeah. Where are you going to go with it? Mr. We Got a Radio Show. We're trying to inform the people about great Cyber Monday deals.
That's right.
People aren't listening to us for Cyber Monday
I
deals.
I think they might be today. It's Christmas time. People are getting their lists together for their kids, for their wives,
Merry
for
Blitzmas,
their sisters, for their brothers,
filthy animal.
For their nieces and nephews, for their cousins, for grandma and grandpa. Mom and Dad.
Have you seen the latest bowl projections?
No, but please tell me more.
According to ESPN...
If they're not in the Amazon bestseller list, then no.
Oh, my God.
Continue. Sorry.
Both ESPN analysts that do the bowl projections...
Mark Slaybach.
Slaybach.
Another guy.
And
just call him the other guy.
Bonamassa. I don't know
Slaybach
his name is.
And not Slaybach.
Is that Joe Bonamassa?
And but no, they both have Tennessee projected to go to the Outback Bowl, which I would be thrilled with. I would much like, if you're telling me Outback Bowl or Gator Bowl, oh, sign me up for the Outback Bowl all day long.
All day, twice on Sunday, right?
Yeah. Go back down to Tampa.
That's the one that's played on New Year's Day, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I like that one.
Gonna play got Tennessee predicted to play Row the Boat.
Yeah.
One PJ Fleck.
Ooh.
You like that matchup?
Look, I do kind of like that matchup.
And, I didn't and like it when it was projected Michigan. Didn't like that one.
So here's where I'm torn, because a lot of these teams that were being projected against, they're Big Ten teams, and so I'm just going to kind of stay in that area. I'm torn between wanting a game that we can, because me and my dad had this debate the entire Thanksgiving break. I'm torn between, on one hand, yeah, wanting a game that you're just going to win, right? A game that against like an Indiana or something, right?
One that
you go in and it's just like, yep, Tennessee wins that game handily. On the other hand, I really want a Michigan, you know? Like, I really want a marquee matchup.
I didn't want a Michigan,
Michigan
or a Penn
versus
State.
Tennessee right there in lights. I think that Minnesota is kind of the middle of those. I think that's a more winnable game. It's not, like, super high profile, so if you lose, it's not like, you know, your loss is going to be headlined everywhere. But it's also, if you win, that's still a more credible team than an Indiana, an Illinois, or something else like that would be. So I'm all right with it.
I still want Michigan.
I just didn't want them because that would be a tougher game. I'm kind of with Rick, somewhere in the middle. But I'm not going to be like, hey, play Michigan at all. I just wouldn't be too thrilled for the outcome.
I would be more worried about Minnesota
really
playing them than Michigan. Yeah.
You can see both sides.
Minnesota's pretty good.
Weren't pretty good this weekend when they had game day in the house.
Yeah,
everything,
man,
on the line. Time to get back to the Big Ten championship game. And what did they do? They blew it. It was 28-10 in the second half. 28-10 as far as scoring output. That was not good. They were in it in the first half. Second half, it was atrocious.
Man, but not...
Really didn't row that boat this weekend.
No, the boat was not
The boat
rowed.
Got sank.
So Minnesota sank their way out of the college football playoffs. Hey, someone else kind of cemented theirself out of the college football playoff, and we can finally have that conversation for pretty much the first time since the playoff's inception. Alabama will not be anywhere near the college football playoff discussion this year.
Roll
guys,
down tide.
It feels pretty good.
Roll down tide.
It feels pretty darn good.
Roll down tide.
Feels so good. Feels so good. Not only will they not be in the playoff this year, the first time that Alabama has been out of the top five in the AP poll since 2015. Saw that stat pop up.
Was that when they lost to Oklahoma in the Sugar Bowl?
Yes,
was
sir.
That year?
Trevor Knight and them boys.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Trevor Knight.
Before Trevor Knight went ahead and switched to Texas A&M.
Yes.
Transferred a year after that.
Wow.
Yep. Show did. Baker Mayfield came on and stole the show. He transferred to Texas A&M. Wound up beating Tennessee as well.
And for Bama this year, though, like what a heartbreaker. You're losing to...
Heartbreaker?
For them?
To hell with them.
Yeah.
Trust me. I'm not saying heartbreaker in the sense that, like, I want to, like...
Rick feels sorry,
like,
for Alabama.
Reach my hand out and, like, a little bit of...
I don't want to see them.
I'm not saying heartbreaker.
The only point that I wanted to see them in the playoff is if they would have got to play Oklahoma and see Jalen Hurts go up against his former team. That's the only reason why I wanted to see Bama make it. I know Brandon talked about Bama Clemson, but now it looks like it's going to be LSU? There's no way they cannot get in. Even if they lose SEC championship, they're in.
No, LSU and Ohio State are locks, even if they lose.
Yeah.
Clemson, maybe if they lost, they'd be out, but I doubt it.
They're playing Virginia.
Yeah. Virginia could beat them. Yeah, Virginia.
You think so?
No, they could.
I think if Clemson loses, I don't think they get in.
You don't think they get in?
No.
It'd be a bad loss if they lost.
Who'd they beat?
Yeah, no. That's true. So we're looking at.
I kind of hope they do, if I'm being completely honest. Did you see Dabo the other day after their game?
No.
Going on about.
I don't like him. He's an ass.
Just a total lie.
He is. No, he is.
He's talking.
He lies all the damn time.
He was talking about their playoff chances or whatever. He's talking about them beating South Carolina. He's like, this very same team that beat Georgia the very next day after they beat Georgia. How can we keep Georgia in? How can we keep Georgia in the playoff? Yeah, that's what he said. And then he said, now, keep in mind, this very same team that we just beat, we won.
They beat Georgia.
Now they're saying, how can we get Clemson out? Who was saying that?
Nobody. Nobody. Look at Dabo with the old Patriots defense. Everybody's against us. All the critics. Nobody. Nobody. He did that last year. Said that people thought we weren't going to do this.
He did, didn't he?
He did it last year after they beat Alabama. Dabo is... I don't like Dabo Swinney.
And I get it.
To hell with him.
I get it.
I hope he goes. You got to rally Dabo.
You got to rally your guys. But I mean, really? I mean, nobody's buying that. Nobody's buying what you're selling.
Yeah, buying his backs against the wall. Nobody believes in us. Get the hell out of here, Dabo Swinney, with that mess. But the rest of the you got Georgia in the fourth spot, 5 Utah, 6 Oklahoma.
Yeah, and
Oklahoma looks like they're.
Oklahoma certainly controls their own destiny.
All they gotta do is win out.
Georgia does.
Georgia does as well. If Georgia wins, they're in.
Yeah, and Georgia does first, right? They control their destiny the most. Everyone else has to rely on someone. But I think that second team, I think once Georgia loses the SEC championship, which I don't know, I think we're all expecting them likely to, then I think that Oklahoma is that next team. And I think it's Oklahoma or Baylor.
If Georgia loses, who are you putting in? Utah, Oklahoma, or Baylor?
Who's the winner of the Big 12 championship? Who are you going to give me for that one? Because to me, if it's Oklahoma...
Oklahoma and Baylor got to face off, right?
You know what? I'm putting the winner of the Big 10...
In the playoff.
In the playoff.
In the playoff. I think you're right.
Oklahoma,
I think the winner
Baylor.
Of the Big 10
goes Especially to, Big if it's 12, Oklahoma. Excuse me. If it's Baylor, I could entertain a conversation.
I think I'd rather have Utah than Baylor.
Really?
I think their defense is better, yeah. I think they're a better overall team.
The Fighting Cal Whittinghams.
But I do agree. I certainly think it's one of those. If it's Baylor, I think there's a lot more of a conversation. If it's Oklahoma, I think they control their own destiny enough to where if Georgia were to lose, then they would be cementing themselves in. I mean, that's an easy move, right? For the playoff committee, you have Alabama out. You put in a team like Oklahoma, someone that's had two previous Heisman Trophy winners, somebody that's had Jalen Hurts, a top 10 team. That's the easy move.
Something we've not talked about yet is all these coaching changes that have happened over the weekend after teams have kind of wrapped their season up. One thing, and I'll drop it here. We'll talk about it on the other side. Nothing official, but there are rumors swirling of Lane Kiffin to Arkansas.
Oh, my.
Please, baby Jesus, let it
no.
happen.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No,
my.
Not.
No, we play them next year.
I don't want to play them.
No.
They're not going to be good next year. I just want to see him and Saban get to go against each other. I want to see that.
Not next year. Not when we have to play
them. They're not going
to
be good next year.
It's going to be like Pearl at Auburn.
They could be, though, with Lane Kiffin. That's true.
Yeah.
K-Hide money?
No. Talk about things I don't need. That's basically my whole cart right now.
Brandon hates this.
I know.
Brandon hates this. He was just ragging us during the break. I'm sorry, Brandon. The deals won't stop, Brandon. Yeah. Blame Amazon.
I mean, what are we supposed to do, man?
Close your damn computers. That's what you're supposed to do.
No.
It's like an addiction.
No. It's like an addiction. Put the bottle down.
No.
Back on just, the sauce, Brandon.
Just a couple
I'm
more
back
minutes,
on the
Brandon.
Sauce, Brandon.
Just a couple. One
like
more
a,
time.
Just sound like a child.
Just two more deals.
Just one more.
Just one more deal.
But,
one more hit of this Amazon.
As we told you before the break, Lane Kiffin's name swirling around that Arkansas job. John R. Neighbors.
Who?
John R. Neighbors, host of the Morning Rush on ESPN Arkansas.
Strong name.
This is from about 14 hours ago.
Is the deal done?
They're on plane watch.
Uh-oh.
This is, again, from 14 hours ago. A child emerged from the aircraft.
What?
Got into a Mercedes with a driver and peeled out. Still two high-quality vehicles in the hangar with the plane door still open. Believed to have multiple people still on board the plane. Stand by. Update. Lights have been turned off in the hangar, but there's belief that there are still people on the plane. According to eyewitnesses, it's giving the vibe that whoever is on the plane does not want to be seen.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Some very connected people talking about these things.
The Arkansas job, yeah.
Man, that would be really crazy if... Okay, so I hope that Lane Kiffin does get a more high-profile job. Like, maybe... I mean, I don't... Oh, golly. We do play them next year. That's like the one tough part, because otherwise...
What about maybe, Ole Miss? Ole Miss would be good.
Well, okay, but maybe Arkansas is better, because you just get them out of the way right now.
Does
you
Matt
won't
Luke
have to
get
play
the boot?
Them for like 5 years.
Yeah, he got the boot.
Oh, he did get the boot. I missed that one.
Yeah, he just came down.
Very short-lived.
And apparently players were furious.
Yeah.
Stormed out of the meeting.
Same with Barry Odom.
Also, I learned this weekend, you cannot act like a dog or pretend like you are relieving yourself on a fire hydrant.
You will get a penalty.
You will get a penalty.
And you know what
the amazing, no fun league.
You know what the amazing thing about that is? Is that Elijah Moore, the Ole Miss wide receiver, he had to have watched the tape, right? Because he was imitating DK Metcalf from a couple years ago, who also did the same celebration. But he got an excessive celebration penalty, too. So, like, what part of Elijah Moore was watching that video and was going, you know what?
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do that, but I probably won't get the penalty. He clearly got fined, the inspiration for it. How did that not go through your head? How did you not process that on the most important play of the game, 5 seconds left?
Dumb by him to do that, but I do hate the fact that they penalized fine. I hate that.
I mean,
that was funny.
Regardless of how you feel about the rule, but you gotta know.
I'm not saying you don't have to know, but like, who does that hurt? Why are we penalizing that? Who does it hurt? Did it hurt the other team's? Did it hurt their feelings that he celebrated? Like, I just don't get why we're penalizing those plays.
I would have hated to have been him after in the locker room after the game.
Oh man!
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
he got Matt Luke fired.
He's probably getting the boot anyway.
I don't know if that screams you don't have control of your team though. No,
yeah, it does. I mean, I liked Matt Luke. I thought he was okay, and I mean he had a decent staff. I mean, you got Rich Rod as the OC, you got Mike McIntyre as the DC, you got two former head coaches as your coordinators. I just think he kind of suffers from being in a very good division.
Yeah,
I mean
you got a lot of job openings,
and that's going to be the case for whoever takes that Ole Miss job. Same as the Arkansas job.
The same as the Arkansas job. Hey. Going to be a lot of changes in the SEC.
Chance,
I like it.
Are you you in the market for some memory foam slippers?
Oh, you know I am.
Okay.
I am.
I got the product for you.
No.
Some memory foam slippers.
No, I am. Oh, I love memory foam. Dude, walk around my house.
Yeah, dude,
the comfort.
Memory foam. It's like mattresses on your feet.
Love memory foam. Brandon, big memory foam supporter.
Remember last week when I told you that Greg Schiano to Rutgers was done?
Yeah.
Not so fast.
Oh.
What?
The plot has thickened.
Hour number two of the Blitz coming up next.